This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the solution, being part of the, just don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I got so much I want to get through. We're also going to talk a little bit with Matt Bellos from Liberty HealthShare about some of your options. Some of you have lost your health insurance. Some of you, it's coming back around to open enrollment, and you need to know what to do. Do you have the money? Do you want a better plan for less money? You just need to get informed. You just need to get engaged. It's really that simple for me. All right, let's go to the phones. Ed from Moses Lake, always a pleasure to hear from you, Ed.
Hey, yeah, you know, this thing about the closing down for the Christian churches specifically, I think they're targeting Christians, not any other religion specifically, but they're trying to do the same thing that other totalitarian masters have done, is they think that somehow they don't understand this faith concept, and they're trying to make their power, their authority, your church, that you would go to them for guidance in your life rather than this ridiculous Christian religion.
Yeah, I don't see them doing it to any other mosques, if you would. They're not hitting anybody else up with this, and you can't tell me that they're not meeting. We have pictures of them still meeting in places, and you don't hear anything about it.
Well, the whole thing is, if you look at each religion, and I've been to several different types of other religions, including snake, you know, tent revivals,
right,
is if you look at their bases, they're all good at their bases. But as they turn into more radical, I don't know, they radicalize their religion, and that's where they start stepping out on their initial teaching. But Christianity has been able to maintain its originality for most cases. And that's the problem with that, is they don't understand why people would not use them as an example for the guidance rather than this ridiculous Christianic religion. Because they consider them it's the same as all these other religions that have gone somewhat of awry from their original teachings.
Yeah, but the Dems, they don't want religion, okay? They want you to see them as the God, right? They are the ultimate supreme authority, right?
Exactly, and that's why they're doing it. They're thinking that, see, the word faith, they don't understand that concept. They don't understand it, but Christianity is being targeted specifically compared to any other religions, because if you look at not the purity of each religion, because they all started out in a pure form, but the majority of other religions have gone somewhat of awry in their practices. Islam and all the...
Now we saw it with Jimmy Jones from a Christian standpoint, and so many others where they decided they were the supreme power, you know. So you see it. You're right. You see it. You see the corruption happen pretty much in all of them at some point in time. But in this case, back to the governor, who as far as he's concerned, it's just a football game.
But the Christian religion is pretty well with the members that use the Christian faith have pretty well said steadfast with what the belief is.
Right.
But all the others have somewhat been disingenuous in their practices for the purity of their religion, regardless of what religion you're talking about. They've moved away from that, but Christian religion has not done that for most cases.
Yeah, the majority of them have stayed strong. You are correct.
That's why it's being targeted, because they want them, their authority, these governors, these mayors, they want them to be the supreme authority. And that's why they're doing this. Anyway,
it's just like they want us to be like China. As much as they don't want to admit to it, they do.
We are so like China right now. I mean, we might as well, instead of, one more thing I wanted to ask you. Has anybody putting in these statues, replacing these statues,
I haven't heard of any. I haven't had anybody send me any information. I do know that there's a group of Italian-Americans in New York that is pushing to get the statue that was stolen from them back. That's how they see it. They want the statue back, and they will put it back up. So I'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. But, Ed, thanks for the call. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. He should ask that question, because remember, those statues, in some cases, have been dedicated to a particular group, right? And the state agrees to take care of them or what have you. A lot of stuff is donated in that light, provided the state takes care of it. Well, if the state takes it down, shouldn't they give it back to the original owner? What gives them the right to destroy it? I'm just asking. All right, so this is, you know, how I'm always talking about how we should really look at how the Dems operate, right? Republicans tend to want to play nice. They really believe, they don't believe that the Democrats will do A, B, and C. And I said, for years, we've been playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. The Democrats have been playing guerrilla warfare. It's that simple. Nothing sinister about it. Nothing that light. When do we start playing by guerrilla warfare rules? They know how to manipulate the law. They know how to, matter of fact, plenty of times they step over the law. Nobody seems to care. When we come back, the governor of Michigan's at it again. I'm going to show you how she skirts the law and gets away with it. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
That is one of my favorite intros. You know, anybody know who the Marx Brothers are? Anybody? Anybody? Come on. Some of you guys are as old as I am. The funny thing about it, they weren't big, if you would, when I was growing up. But they had a resurgence. I don't know where. I don't even know how they came back. I was never a big Three Stooges fan. And only because I just thought the humor was, I don't know. I don't even want to say it because you guys will think I'm making fun of you and I'm not. I just didn't like it. Right? Too physical. But what I loved about the Marx Brothers was there was a lot of political undertone. It was like Rocky and Bullwinkle, you know? There was a lot of political undertone to it. And I very much enjoyed it. To me, you should check them out. Got a lot of, I think I have every movie they ever made. And you couldn't get away with a third of the lines they came up with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Matt Bellis will join us after the break. And for some of you who are having trouble struggling through your health care, health insurance, and what have you, and I've gotten notes from some of you that you've actually said, I don't know how true this is. I mean, not that I'm calling you a liar. Please don't take it that way. But the some of the health insurance companies, they're not paying for the chloroquine. And the reason not, because it's not an approved program. It's not an approved treatment, if you would. Isn't that crazy? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gretchen Whitmer, she has decided, you know, this is the Michigan governor again. Anything she can do to take as much power as she can, you know, take as much away from you as she possibly can. This is just crazy. She has decided in this moment of civil unrest, she decided that racism, now listen carefully, if you don't think that these guys can get any more crafty, she's decided that racism is a public health crisis. How she did that, I don't know. I don't know how it has to do with health. Mental health? I don't know. On Wednesday, Governor Whitmer made the proclamation in order to use an emergency powers to re-educate state employees. Now, among other things, with the declaration of statewide crisis, Whitmer is free to circumvent the normal legislative process. I mean, isn't that exciting? No, I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. She's using this, if you would, as a way to divert funds, to divert training. It makes no sense. Absolutely none. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If you head up to the website, you can do one of two things. Give me your email address. Send out an email once a week. That simple. Or you don't even have to do that. You can sign up for the text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. Here we go again. Governor Newsom. You know, this guy, he's always good to show you how bad it is to give somebody absolute power. No way around it. So, Newsom has threatened parents with penalties, dollars, not jail time yet. He's working on that probably. Right? For hiring tutors. So if your kids need a tutor, if you're not doing a good job at this distance learning, because you can't take them to school, what are you supposed to do? There's a coalition of parents, teachers, educators, and advocates, led by Carl DeMayo and his statewide political action committee, Reform California. It's calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to immediately suspend a law, AB5. This is the one you've heard about all across the country. Right? Nancy would love to have this law at a federal level. And what it is you've heard of, in California, they call them gig jobs. And many single moms, many single parents who need to pick up a few extra bucks used to do these gig jobs. Big in my business. And what it allows is I could pay somebody, let's just say we paid $25 for every story you post. So you're not an employee. You could be out as a reporter for the real side. You can write stories, post them up on the website, and we pay you $25 a story. It's kind of an independent contractor type of thing, right? Well, the problem is that the California legislator hates legislators. You know, they hate, these services where it's piecemeal. Like Uber, Lyft, that kind of thing. Because those Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, they work when they want to. Pick up a few rides here and there. Some of them, I realize, work Monday through Friday. But it's a good place, especially single moms, that are trying to make things, you know, ends meet. They can pick up these gig jobs and pick up a few extra bucks to put what? Food on the table, clothes on their kids' back, terrible thing to want to do, isn't it? So, you know, they were pretty proud of themselves. But it was a push to get these people to go either go full-time or to go get union jobs. That's really what it was all about. So under the new law, right, parents who hire tutors to work at home would have to pay them as employees, not independent contractors. Now, this law, AB 5, it's got some really stiff penalties and fines should you hire one of these people. Now, you can only do, under AB 5, you can only do five of these jobs a year. Right? So, you can only tutor my son five times a year. If you're a Lyft or Uber driver, you can only take five rides a year. If you're working as a freelance writer, you've heard that term all over the place. In California, five a year. That's it. Newsom has been out of control since he got in there. And we knew it. People on the right kept saying the same thing. You think that some of these people that ran the state before him were bad? Uh-uh. This guy, he was the guy that before it was legal, you know, I always taught my kids, you obey the law. If it's not right, then you find a way to change it. You don't just break it. Anyway, so Newsom, he performed the first gay marriage. He's like, and right after he was done, he says, here to stay, you know, suck it up. And you know what's really funny? These people who claim that they hate, I'm watching you guys in the chat room. These people who claim that they hate people with money, the one percenters, they love guys like Tom Steyer and Bloomberg and so on. These are their heroes. Sherman Senior Host, you'll see the real side of GCN Live. Go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Really, you have options for health care. You need to take advantage of them. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court."
The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I am very glad you're part of the solution. And let me just get to it because I love having this guy on. And I believe you do too. At least last I checked. We're back at it again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I always love it. I have Matt Bellos on with me with Liberty Health Share. And again, as I said last time, some of you got a kick out of it. I wasn't making fun. I was for real. There are some things like, you know, I don't know, trigonometry and algebra. Boring, right? Very dry. Life insurance, anything to do with the, you know, medical, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, I don't understand you. You're using words I can't even spell. But Matt brings it down to the level that we can easily understand it and easily work through it. Matt Bellos, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for that. I try to bring it down as much as possible because I can hardly understand. So, yeah.
That was an insult. That was a compliment, by the way, just for those who really don't catch that. But it is true. I mean, I think that some of these insurance companies, okay, of which Liberty Health Share is not, but these insurance companies, what do they give you? Like 32 pages of stuff you have to read, and every sixth word you have to go look up because you can't understand it. And that just makes me nuts. And then they want you to sign it and sign on to $8 million a month for the next 12 months. It's just craziness. And we're coming into that time of year, too, where the, what is it called, open enrollment. So, in other words, you're only allowed to decide what kind of health care or health sharing plan you want to do once a year. Imagine if you're only allowed to change your oil once a year. I mean, does that make any sense?
Well, you're actually very, very wise in how you're couching these terms, primarily because we actually say that if it is a difficult thing to really understand what you're getting into when it comes to your health care, that's a real almost moral issue. If people don't understand what they're buying, they've got some problems that they need to deal with here. Because if you're couching things in terms that people, you know, you don't want them to know those things, you start to ask yourself, well, what's going on behind the scenes? And frankly, a lot's going on behind the scenes. There's a lot that is happening with your money and all the things that is transpiring with your money that you don't even really realize. And so we want transparency. We want reality. We want real words, real numbers, real facts, and that's what we change with Liberty Health Share. And because we're not an insurance company, and because we are a healthcare sharing ministry, we're not bound to the same open enrollment time periods as other insurance carriers are. And it's a strange time. You're absolutely right. It's a season in which is very odd because, you know, of one bureaucratic issue over another. There's a number of reasons as to why we have this whole open enrollment time period. But all I can say is thank God for operations or options like Liberty HealthShare, because we don't have to abide by those open enrollment time periods. You can join at any time of the year. And we're thankful not to be in that insurance mindset.
Uh-oh, you're not an insurance company? My God, that means somebody's watching over you, and you can just take advantage of me, and I don't know about this. But you're well-regulated, aren't you?
Well, actually, it's always funny whenever people feel that they can sprinkle magic words on something like
right.
regulation, and it just automatically gets better. You know, what we have seen within healthcare is just a complete lack of transparency. And even in third-party insurance, you know, those are highly regulated, but people still come up with problems because of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are denied access or denied care or denied payment for their actual issues. And with Liberty HealthShare, we want to be straightforward. We want to be upfront. We have a vested interest in this as an organization. As a healthcare sharing nonprofit, our members are really what drive us. And so we want to make our members happy. You know, if we make a mistake, if we see where the pain points are, we're going to feel it and we're going to do everything we can to make a change. We want our members to be happy because that's where we get the biggest oversight. Now, we do have oversight by the state of Ohio and the federal government. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all the regulations that go along with that we have to abide by. We do deal with people who have healthcare information, so we need to make sure that we're protecting healthcare information properly. We can't just go out there and spend money willy-nilly and wherever it's going. We've got to make sure everything is pre-prescribed and where it's going and how it's all being done. So there are definite oversights. There are things that we do as a healthcare sharing ministry to make sure that our members are properly taken care of. This isn't the chaotic Wild West where we've got gunslingers going about. But frankly, in the end, when it comes to your health care and what you've got in your health, frankly, I would trust it with a community of people who are of a like mind, who have the same incentives to see this program succeed, not in a situation where you've got overburdensome, overregulated, overbureaucratic healthcare systems that just do nothing but treat you like a number and remove treatment from you. So there's your clear contrast of where people can go. Bureaucratic medicine or freedom and responsibility with Liberty HealthShare.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because we were talking off air about this, but it's true. When you have an insurance company, and in 99.9% of the time, for instance, right now what's going on with COVID, a lot of what's being prescribed is not an approved method, if you would. And I have been getting, you know, some reports from people where the insurance companies have turned them down because it's, you know, it's not an acceptable form. I can't even pronounce the word. Hydroxychloroquine, whatever it is. And so, it's not like, and we've talked about this before, the doctors are really practicing insurance. They're not practicing medicine for all intents and purposes. They don't go to a medical book a lot of times when you're having an issue. They go to the insurance manual, and they flip through it and say, okay, well, this is what I can do. This is what I can give you. This is what I can prescribe for you. That is not the same under Liberty HealthShare, is it?
Well, that's what I call being a de facto bureaucrat. You don't want to be. You didn't go to school to be. That's not the profession that you're actually taking on yourself. But unfortunately, within the systems that you need to abide by, you have to become this de facto bureaucrat, and your doctor becomes that whenever they're dealing with health, what they can give you, what they can't give you. You know, did the federal government approve this? Did this organization approve that? You know, this, that, the other. And that's not what we want at all when it comes to our health care. We want our doctors and our patients to work together in conjunction with one another to get you to better health. That's the main goal. if your doctor is weighed down by what they can and can't do because some bureaucrat 3,000 miles away is setting the standard, that's not real effective, efficient health care. No. We want to change that around. We want to give you the power of the purse strings so that you're making the decisions as an individual and within a community of people. We're changing that whole model so that you can have that freedom and responsibility again. And for many people that I've spoken with, that freedom and that responsibility has meant all the world of difference for their health. Sometimes life and death decisions because they had the freedom to make those choices within their health care. And if the doctor is having to go to a prescription book of what they can do or treatments or what they're allowed to be a part of, you're starting off behind the eight ball here. You need to restore that relationship, get that responsibility back with your health care, restore that relationship with your doctor so that they can prescribe the best treatments for you, and then you will see greater outcomes. And we want to see that all over the board. We want to set people free. That's why Liberty HealthShare is here.
Oh, I think you're talking fantasy land. I'll find this in the fables section of the bookstore, won't I? Anyhow, we'll talk more about this. taking care of myself the way I want to, I can't even imagine. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. You know, really, when you think about, and I've said this to you guys before, this is nothing new. When you're talking about your health care, taking care of yourself, why are you stuck, mentally stuck, in one way of doing things? I think I've told you guys this a dozen times. I do it this way, but I end up having to pay for it myself. And that is, I hate chasing the doctor around for my blood test results. And most of the time you go for your checkup, and then he says, well, you know, we need to check for this, we need to check for that. And then when he does, you're running around trying to find out, you know, when you're going to get to see him again, right? Am I wrong? So anyhow, I go now, and I go, no, here's what I'd like to do. Take my blood, you know, a week out, 2 weeks out, whatever it takes, and then when I come for the physical, you know what to look for. And I don't have to chase you down when you make that phone call. And I'm like, oh, my God, he called me back? What is it? What went wrong? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, more with Matt on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Listen, Matt Bellows joins me. Yeah, you know, again, they've been a sponsor for the show for years, so I have a lot of faith in them. They have a lot of faith in me, apparently. But health sharing is a different paradigm, different way of looking at things. Take a listen and get informed.
We're back at it again. One of my favorite people to have on the show, Matt Bellows, joins me. He makes health sharing, or understanding how to take care of yourself and in real control. We're all about liberty, right? We're all about freedom, and we're all about wanting to choose. I mean, a lot of you can't choose even go out of the house right now. Wouldn't it be great to be able to choose how you get taken care of when you're not feeling well? Anyway, Matt, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, I was joking with you in the last segment. I said, you know, it's like you're reading out of a fairy tale book that you can actually sit with your doctor, actually take the time to talk about what's going on with your body, actually get the treatment that you need, you know, and instead of him reaching for an insurance book, he's going to reach for, you know, a medical solutions book of some kind. It is a whole, we've talked about this before, but I think people forget it. We get conditioned from a very young age. You know, there's certain ways that you do things. And one of them is health insurance, as they call it. And every month you see dad or mom or whoever is writing out the bills in the house, sit down, and that's one bill that they pay every single month. And so we got in the mindset of thinking that was the only way to do it.
Kind of like the electric car thing, right? I mean, for years we thought gasoline was the only way to go. I'm not a big electric car freak, but I get it. I understand it. But we didn't even go in that direction because we, you know, we didn't understand it. It wasn't the norm, and it's the same thing here. You know, with Liberty HealthShare, it is a whole different way of looking at how to take care of one's body, isn't it?
It really is a different way of approaching the whole mindset of healthcare. And you're right, it sounds a little bit like a fairy tale, but we're not riding unicorns and eating gumdrops on the way to the hospital here. We actually have the reality of taking control of our healthcare because we are all in Liberty HealthShare considered private pay patients. We are individuals who are managing, guiding, and directing our own healthcare. Because we have released that powerful cost containment measure and that responsibility measure, we have seen greater benefits than we could have imagined. Lower costs within healthcare. When those medical bills come back, we're getting 50, 60, sometimes 70, 80% off of billed charges.
Wow.
Greater outcomes because people are able to be engaged in their healthcare and they're making decisions based on what they're hearing and feeling from their own bodies. So people have really changed that whole relationship and concept around where as a private pay patient, I'm making those decisions within my healthcare. Now, the question inevitably that comes up after I say these things is, well, that sounds good, but what happens whenever I have a big bill, a heart attack or cancer or a premature birth? What happens if something comes up? Am I responsible for the whole bill? And my answer inevitably is, well, yeah, you're responsible for it. But here's the good news. As members of Liberty HealthShare and as a community, we're committed to sharing in your medical bills and getting those paid off after you pay your annual unshared amount. As with the family, you would be looking at $2,250 per year. So after that, you would then pay, or the community would then come together to pay in your medical expenses. So you're getting a great amount of freedom, great amount of control. You're having your medical bills taken care of by a community of people that really care about you. So really, we're bringing this whole restitution of healthcare back around because it's the community that is a part of this and not just some bureaucratic medicine nightmare.
Yeah, it really, and I know you and I joke about it, but I talk to people offline about it. It really is a different mindset, a different way of wrapping your mind around. Look, and again, trying to bring it down to a level where when I was a kid, you know, I know you're younger than I am, but when I was a kid, they put that metal in your mouth to straighten your teeth out, right? They're cranking down, they're putting that metal in your mouth, you know, you're crying when you leave the dentist office. They don't do that anymore. You know, technology has come a long way, and some of these things the insurance company still won't pay for, even though it's better technology. It's better for you, and probably in some cases it's even cheaper, frankly. But we've gotten a mindset of doing something a certain way, and like I said to you before, sitting down with the doctor, really talking about what you have going on, allowing the doctor to practice medicine, which is, frankly, what most of them would love to do. You know, the biggest complaint I get when I interview some of these doctors is they don't get to practice medicine. You said it a little while ago. One of them said, we get to practice bureaucracy is what we get to practice. And that's it.
Yeah.
So you talk about that. Let's talk about some terminologies because people get a little nuts with the term. You know, your share amount. I'm responsible. But the reality is you do take control. And you're always responsible. People don't realize something. When you go to the doctor and you hand them the insurance card, if they don't pay the bill, the insurance company, guess who's responsible? You sign the form when you're sitting in the room, right? Who's responsible for the bills? Oh, I am. I'm the primary, you know, right? They don't realize they're responsible anyhow. But in this case, it's not the same thing. It doesn't work the same way. When you say, what did you say, your yearly share amount, what was the term you used for the $2,000?
Yeah, the annual unshared amount. That's
okay.
The amount of money that you as a individual member pay each year to your doctor or hospital whenever you actually have a medical bill. And then after you pay your annual unshared amount, that's when the community comes together to share in your medical bills. So whenever you have a medical bill, you pay your $2,250 as a family, $1,750 as a couple or a single, $1,000. After you pay that, then the community shares in your medical bills, and you have your medical bills taken care of so that you can focus on your actual health. So it really does change that whole premise around. We're not dealing with things like deductibles or mysterious magic pots of money somewhere. This is our money that we're dealing with. We have that amount that's unshared, so we're going to pay that to our doctor and hospital, and when the community comes together, they'll share in the rest.
Oh, don't forget that don't forget that board of bureaucrats sitting there from the insurance company behind a closed door going, no, he's 72. He doesn't need two lungs. Just give him one. That's good. Yeah.
and I've heard stories about people actually saying that that they haven't been in control over their health care, and it's just very scary for some folks.
Yeah, you're sitting there, and real quick, we don't have a whole bunch of time, but you know, this new virus, for instance. Now, I've heard people, I don't know this to be true because I don't have it, and I didn't get turned down, but I've heard of people who the insurance company would not pay for the treatment that the doctor came up with, and the doctor even said, you're insurance company won't cover this. This will help you, but it won't cover. And I'll say they got cured, but they got healthy again after taking that hydroxychloroquine and whatever other things were prescribed. We under Liberty Health Share, you have the right to drive what your treatment is, don't you?
You really do, and if it is a medically necessary item and it is a prescribed treatment and your doctor agrees and you agree, then we want to be there for you. We want to help out.
Yeah.
We want to be able to share in those medical expenses. So you should have the right to make those choices rather than people who are disaffected and are trying to weasel into your health care. Really, this is a decision between you and your doctor to make
Amen.
Those decisions, and we will want to back you up and support you in those decisions.
Well, Matt, I always enjoy talking with you because I tell you, people get it. They understand it. The quote-unquote insurance world is just so confusing, and this here really truly gives you total control over your body. I mean, it's got to feel like, and I got a great doctor. I'm just going to put it that way. You have to feel somewhat violated, somewhat chained down when you go to your doctor and said, look, I can't do this, and but I can do this, because your insurance company says, I can do this. That just has got to be a crappy feeling, and I haven't adhered to the rules in years, so I don't know what that's like, as you can imagine. Liberty Health Share, if they want to do a little reading, and people, come on, it's your body. You should do a little bit of reading. What do you think? First, they should check out the website, and then they should call, right?
Absolutely. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can always give us a call at 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, and I'm going to do my little daddy thing and go, look, don't call them without questions. It's crazy to call somebody and go, just checking you guys out. Read a little bit, find out whether this is for you or not, write down your questions. I really have not had one listener send me an email and say, I hate this, I'm getting off as soon as possible. I get nothing but kudos on Liberty Health Share. So give them a holler, give them a try. Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. You know, I always enjoy having Matt on because, again, do a little bit of homework. If you're looking for another option, if you're looking for another way to take care of yourself, or maybe you're just not happy with your insurance and or how your doctor operates or has to operate, because that's very true. I'm not joking with you when I say these guys cannot decide on their own as to how to take care of you. They got to do what the insurance company tells them to do. That's not cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time that you spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, there's so much you can do there. Give me your email address. We'd love to let you know who's coming on, when, and what's up. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.